קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי
Preparation to the lesson from Shamati article 53 the matter of limitation
שבו הוא נמצא
The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not to want gadlut greatness instead one wants to remain in one's present state forever and this is called eternal adhesion dvekut And regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if one has the smallest gadlut, smallness, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvekut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. And this is the meaning of any sorrow will be surplus. Meaning that sadness comes to a person because he desires luxuries. And this is what it means when Israel came to receive the Torah, Moses brought forth the people to the bottom of the mountain, as it is written, and they stood at the nether part of the mountain. A mountain in Hebrew, har, means thoughts, hirhurim. And Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding and the reason, the lowest degree there is. And only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering and motion, but to remain in that state as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy for it. This is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness. And this is so, because during the gadlut, it is irrelevant to say that he gives them work, to be in gladness, since during Gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of Katnut, so that they will have joy, although they feel Katnut. And this is great work.
I don't know how to depict that. Let's say that this is what a person consumes, maybe we can say, tzorech consumes. The ordinary consumption. And then one lowers his demands, drisha, drishot, demands. It's not good to say consumes. So then one lowers his demands until the point where he doesn't demand anything. So, katnut, smallness, there is no demand. And also, hechichiyut, necessity, is even less than that for him, that he does that coercively. And then, from here onwards, begins the entry to spirituality. And the indication for that is joy, simcha, simply. Anything where, as we study, first there's Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, Masach and Or Chozer, reflected light, the intention to bestow, aiming forward as much as possible. And then, if one needs anything, it's not considered as though one needs something. Therefore, the indication for that is joy, constant joy in the end. Because, how can I say that? There's nothing to worry about. One is totally immersed in the light of the Creator. In the force of bestowal. So I have nothing else to add.
Ken.
Yes?
כמה זמן יכול לקחת תהליך כזה?
How long can this process take? It depends on the effort that the person performs. There are people who do it within 30 or 40 or 50 years, and there are people who do it within 5 years or 10 years, but nonetheless it takes years. Certainly it takes several years, because a person must sort out within himself all of these discernments, all of these psychological discernments. There's a sense and dissent, habits, criticism over the present state, previous state, comparisons. So there are many scrutinies involved where we are in a system, our psychological system, because it is egoistical, it works, it takes time. Every discernment takes time because the klipot, the shells that are in between the states, they constantly block us. They want to stay put. They don't want to allow the development to happen.
How can a person know if he went through the process? How does a man know if he went through it?
Well, if I woke up in the morning, do I know that I woke up or not?
Sure.
So, what are you asking?
I woke up.
You did wake up? Okay, yeah. So that's how you know that you went through the process or not.
And how can I include someone with me?
Include someone else, share with someone else? You can't. How does he know? I mean, you woke up to a state that he does not feel.
Thank you.
All right.